All right, you're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR 8555 AM. And we're very happy to be joined today by public housing activist Rachel Evans, who is also a member of Socialist Alliance and part of Green, and also a writer for Green Left. So we have Rachel on the program to have a bit of a discussion about, you know, to give a bit of an update on, you know, the campaign to save public housing. Because currently, right now, in New South Wales and Victoria, there are a number of public housing estates that have been targeted for demolition. So, good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, team. How are you going?
Good morning, Rachel. Yep, we're morning. Great.
Good.
And, Rachel, to kind of start off, I guess I want to hear... get a bit of a kind of background about, I guess, the nature of, of the housing crisis and what some of the current research says about the current waiting list for social housing or, in a sense, public housing.
Yeah, look, we are at an unprecedented housing crisis, and in New South Wales we've got 65,000 people on the waiting list, and it was only a few years ago, mid-COVID lockdown, that it was at 53,000, so it's climbing very fast. And the figures are 750,000 people need secure housing nationally. So this is a crisis, and the homelessness rates are also increasing rapidly, and housing emergency accommodation services aren't coping. So this is also partly that landlords have extreme power compared to tenants. So what happens in Sydney, which is the most expensive place to live, Gadigal, country Sydney, we had a rent rise of almost 200 a week last year. And landlords are just throwing out tenants every 2 years or as they want, and then bringing new tenants in at more expensive rates. So this whole process is sending people out outlying suburban areas where they don't have a community, family, lacking services and so on. So it is breaking up communities, but it's just increasing the stress and anxiety of particularly young people. A third of households rent, so, and young people are looking at being renters for the rest of their lives. Now, the other thing that happens is it's about $2,000 to $5,000 that you have to spend on moving costs every time. So that's the other thing that renters are incurring, as is this extra cost. So, yeah, this is the kind of picture of the crisis, and beautiful public housing would be a real solution, unlike the so-called solutions that the federal Labor Party and the state governments are implementing, which is basically a privatisation of public lands, this demolition proposals, which we've never seen the like here in Gadigal country. They've got six estates on their list, all in the outer ring, inner ring of Sydney. They've got Glebe, Waterloo, Mascot, South Eveleigh, Maroubra and Kingsford are all on the chopping block. And the two estates that we're defending at the moment, Glebe and Waterloo, South Waterloo, homes are being boarded up, which is the kind of pointy end of our campaign. People have been evicted and so on. So, yeah, we're really preparing for the barricade, so to speak.
Yeah. So can you tell us a bit more in detail about the attacks on public housing and the planned destruction of public housing by state governments, probably in both New South Wales and Victoria, and can you tell us a bit about the resistance to it?
Sure can. So, look, it's Victoria's part of this big build, which the Labor Party are attempting to demolish 44 public housing towers. So this announcement came about a year and a half ago and was a shock to us all the housing activists across the country. 44 public housing towers, that's 30,000 families and social units that would be evicted from mostly the inner city areas. So your North Melbourne tower was the one that they started to bring workers in a few days ago, and the Save Public Housing Collective, Socialist Alliance, Greens, community members, Vic Socialists, all these activists came in to defend, and you've had a postponement, so well done, you guys. And then in Sydney, we've got the 82 Wentworth Park Road, Glebe, which is opposite a homelessness community in Wentworth Park. It's very close to the city. There's an estate that we defended through an occupation a year and a half ago, and we staved off the demolition of this estate, and for a year and a half, almost 2 years. The Labor Party, State Labor Party, got in just a little bit after our occupation and said that they weren't going to demolish it for the moment. But they then also told housing activists we couldn't go public with our victory because experiencing domestic violence were allegedly being put in. So we took down the promotion of our victory, and now they're coming in, boarding it up, and we've got the next phase of the campaign ahead of us. So, yeah, and then in Waterloo South, Waterloo is the suburb in Australia with the most amount of public housing of any suburb, and it's a very beautiful suburb, very tranquil, heaps of green space. There's a lot of police repression and a number of Aboriginal families living in the public housing, but it is a really tight-knit community with a lot of services who come in every night with food. And so, they're wanting to demolish that. They have given 150 people eviction notices, and a number of tenants have taken the option of leaving, and the government is moving up apartments. So next, that's also a big focal point for us.
Yeah. And what can you tell us a bit about... So basically, I want to hear your kind of response to kind of counter the kind of Labor government sort of narrative around both of this, because the Labor government would argue that, you know, they're not destroying public housing. They're simply redeveloping these public housing estates. How would you kind of respond to that claim that the Labor government is making?
We shouldn't be demolishing homes, public homes, in a housing crisis. We shouldn't be demolishing for environmental reasons, but of course social reasons. These communities are very tight-knit, and actually there's a whole bunch of reports and evidence and experiences, particularly from France, where architects and builders have gone in to revamp and redevelop the public housing towers as they stand. And in fact, my uncle was part of an architectural firm that went into the North Melbourne towers to redevelop and beautify the public housing towers there. So actually they have been, like, there's been quite a lot of work done already, but the government actually just wants to use these buzzwords to go in and privatise public land. What they're doing is they're demolishing and then they're rebuilding and only introducing a slither of social housing into the mix. Now, social housing isn't public housing. It's owned and managed by private entities who call themselves not-for-profits, but the CEOs of these NGOs, not-for-profits, so-called, are on $300,000 a year, and it's 30% of your income on rent to live in social housing, not 25%, which is what we are charged in public housing across the country. So it's more expensive, and it's harder to get into if you're more disadvantaged. So they discriminate. These social housing providers discriminate a lot more consciously than the public housing waiting list. So yeah, that's a process. It's neoliberal capitalism. None of us are surprised, of course, but we have to resist tooth and nail.
Mary, do you have any sort of questions you want to ask?
Well, some of the questions were already answered, but the court decision about the houses that were being occupied in Lismore, was a blow to those people. Could you perhaps talk a little bit about that, Rachel?
Yep, that's a really good question, and it's actually fairly inspiring. This is Pine Street, Lismore is a whole street of their public homes, because in 2022, when the floods destroyed large sections of Lismore, the government bought homes to lift them up to higher ground. That's what the government promised to do. And then the government left them empty. So people who were homeless went in and occupied them and turned this whole street into some homes. And Dwainstra has been occupied for about 10 months. So, and then the government came and said they're going to demolish 60 homes that they'd bought. And then the community resisted with rallies and so on. And then the bulldozers backed off. So they managed to demolish about 12 homes out of 60. And then the government took the Pine Street activists to court, to the Supreme Court, because the local police told the government that they weren't prepared to evict the formerly homeless people out of Pine Street. So then we lost the court case, but the government has not evicted everyone in Pine Street. The police haven't entered the street, and Pine Street organisers are opening up the street to bring people in and solidify the support within the community for the occupation. So actually very inspiring. And the other thing to note is that the police haven't evicted any of us when we've occupied public housing estates that we're defending here in Gadigal country. So it might be a thing. And the other thing is the social solutions to the housing crisis is that the government should actually buy vacant homes. So the government argues there's a shortage of homes that have to build and get developers to build on public lands. But actually, there's a million homes vacant every night. So we say introduce a vacancy tax, stop with the negative gearing and the capital gains tax, stop with homeowners first buying grants, and just buy the vacant homes for the public purse and beautify it and build more public housing.
All right. Maybe we'll kind of wrap up this interview. Do you have any kind of like final comments, Rachel, and also how people can get involved in the campaign to stop the destruction of public housing?
Yeah, look, Save Public Housing Collective in Victoria is doing a great job. That's the Save Barrett Beacon team, plus a whole bunch of community organising types. So just check the latest Green Left Out article about the housing campaign, and you'll also find some numbers, some phone numbers, myself here in Gadigal country, and then there's a few people in Melbourne that you can contact, and Andy George as well in Lismore. So it's not that hard to get involved, so please just give us a ring, and there's stuff popping off all the time.
Yeah.
Help us. So if you're a part of a union, get involved in the housing campaign too.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Rachel. And yeah, just sorry for listeners. Rachel sort of cut off slightly a few times there. But yeah, like just to summarise what kind of Rachel said, you know, people who are listening, you can get involved in public housing campaigns in Victoria by going following the Save Public Housing Instagram page. There's also you can also contact the local MP. Of Richmond, Gabrielle De Vitri, who's actually been very active in organising the picket lines for defending the public housing campaign. So, yeah, I'd like to thank Rachel again for being on our program, and all the solidarity with your struggles in New South Wales, and we're going to keep up the fight in Victoria here.
See you, Rachel.
Awesome. Go well, team. Bye.
Hi.
Ciao.